I'm with Rob Beale from Maurice Owen. It's that time of year, Rob, where new financial years started. So I guess in a way, budgeting should have already been done. But just remind us of good practice when it comes to running a business and the sort of things that you should measure when it comes to your budget.
Yeah, I think the key thing is to set out your plans going forwards, the operational plans going forwards, and then convert that into financial data so that you can understand what that means in terms of the business and in terms of profitability and cash flow requirements. You budget your turnover, you look at your costs, you look at your margins, and then you look at your overhead costs and make sure that you've got a plan in place so that the business can make profits, have good cash flow, and therefore can continue going forward.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to cost control, are you an advocate of zero-based budgeting, building it right up from the bottom, or is that really not feasible in most businesses?
I think there's certain areas where it is worth doing a zero-based budget on. I think there's other areas where you've actually got to look at the time cost involved with zero basing it compared to, is that time better spent going out there and bringing more turnover in? If for example you're working on a 50% margin, to save £1 in overhead cost, you've got to generate £2 in turnover to get to the same position. Where is your time best spent? Is it trying to nail and save every cost, which may give you false economy? Or is it trying to manage your costs and say, yep, they're sensible, they're in line with expectations, let's focus on sales, let's focus on the margin and concentrate on making sure that the machine's working properly.
Very good. Yeah. So you've mentioned margin there. So how do you in any business work out what is a good margin? What's the way to work out if the margin of the business is what it should be?
Very often there will be industry norms for different sectors of business that they operate to. And then what you're looking at is, how am I doing compared to that expectation? The market tends to say, if your margin is too high, the market tends to use arbitrage. More people come into the market and therefore undercut you in terms of bringing the margin down. And if your margin's not where it should be, unfortunately, businesses fail, and therefore you get back to that sector average.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good advice. And should a business really be worrying? Well, you've all kind of answered it, really. I was going to ask the question: should a business worry about the margin, or should they be more concerned about an absolute profit figure?
I think it's both, because if you've got a business that's making them forecast to make a margin of 50% and you're making 50%, at the end of the day, if you're not turning over enough, it's not covering your overhead costs and therefore you're not making a profit. So I think it's actually your margin compared to the level of turnover you've got compared to the costs of running the business, so you know what your profit's going to be.
Very good. Excellent. Rob Beale, as ever, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thanks.